brought to you by Penguin.
Free and equal. What would a fair society look like? Written and read by me, Daniel Chandler. Introduction. What would a fair society look like? Most of us, and by us I mean citizens of the world's rich democracies, would agree that the societies we live in are far from fair. Although we don't all agree on exactly what is unfair about them, many of us would point to a familiar list of problems. A political system dominated by the rich, the profound influence that class, race, and gender continue to have on people's opportunities. The enormously unequal distribution of money, power, and social prestige, and a rapidly unfolding climate and ecological catastrophe that threatens the ecosystems on which we and future generations depend. These problems lie at the root of a growing sense of discontent with liberal democracy as we know it. Across the world, trust in politicians and satisfaction with democracy is at a historic low, and politics is increasingly volatile. This discontent has given rise to an authoritarian populism that now poses the most serious threat to liberal democratic values since the Second World War. From Donald Trump in the USA to Marine Le Pen in France, from Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil to Narendra Modi in India, right-wing populists have assumed increasingly prominent roles in national politics and seem determined to roll back basic freedoms and undermine the democratic process. In the wake of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, and with the rise of an increasingly autocratic and assertive China on the global stage, the future of liberal democracy is deeply uncertain. It's all too easy to decry the state of politics and society today, and there is no shortage of commentary about how and why we have reached this point. What is much harder to find is a coherent vision of what a better, fairer society would look like. Our public debate is divided between an established political class that seems broadly content with the status quo, and more radical critics on both the left and right who appear to want to overthrow it altogether. In this book, I will argue that liberal democracy is worth defending, but that we cannot maintain the status quo, and nor should we want to. Rather, we need to recover a sense of the transformative potential of liberal and democratic ideals, and use them to articulate a vision of a better society that people will stand up and fight for. This kind of vision is sorely lacking. Since the 1980s and the rise of neoliberalism, an outlook characterized by an almost religious faith in markets and an overriding focus on economic growth, our political discourse has become increasingly narrow and technocratic. This period stands out for its distinct lack of idealism and imagination, as questions about our values and ideals as a society and how we can realize them have been pushed to the sidelines. We have, in the words of the philosopher Roberto Unger, been living under a dictatorship of no alternatives. This is not a problem only for those of us who think our societies stand in need of far-reaching reform. It is this moral and ideological vacuum at the heart of our politics that has made space for the rise of illiberal and anti-democratic populism. Of course, debate hasn't stopped entirely, but there is a sense in which the broad outlines of our political and economic institutions have taken on an air of inevitability, and it has become increasingly difficult to think or talk about big ideas that would really change our societies for the better. In the absence of a clear alternative, moments of crisis, moments historically that have so often been powerful catalysts of progress, have largely come and gone. Almost 15 years since the 2008 financial crisis laid bare the excesses of market fundamentalism, what stands out is just how little has changed. And while the COVID pandemic has shone a spotlight on the deadly human cost of entrenched social inequality and underfunded public services, talk of building back better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?